yes? Or even in a subtle way, to speak in such a way as in a calculated way as to elicit praise from the other person. Yeah? We should not also speak like that. Second is bold speech. I will single-handedly destroy the other army. I will do this. I will do that. These are Kshatriya tendencies. A Kshatriya is one who is in the mode of passion. A Brahmana is one who is in the mode of goodness. A Vaishya is one who is in the mixed modes of passion and ignorance. And a Shudra is one who is in the mode of ignorance. So this is not a question of birth, as is wrongly understood today. Anyone, regardless of birth, regardless of caste, creed, community, nationality, faith, etc., if that person is in the mode of goodness, is called a Brahmana. Anyone who is in the mode of ignorance is called a Shudra. Even if the person is born in a so-called Brahmana family. So then, Kshatriyas usually have speech that is boastful. Even when you read Krishna book, you see it all the time. Yes? When they are on the battlefield facing each other, they will boast of each other's prowess and how they will destroy and send the other person to the abode of Yamaraj and so on and so forth. So that's the nature of the Kshatriya spirit. Also, of course, we can't falsely claim to imitate Kshatriyas, because in this day and age, what is, who is Kshatriya, who is anyone? We are devotees and we want to be devotees. Speech in the mode of passion is that which is made for gaining respect, honor and worship, and for gaining material benefit and pleasure. Both point number 3 and 4 are the same, just subtle and gross forms of the same thing. Speech in the mode of passion is often made with intense emotions. It lacks moral and physical purity, because when there's intense emotion, there is often not much consideration of these things. Speech in the mode of passion can also try to seek favor of people and of influence and power, buttering up people who can give you certain things and who can provide you certain things. You need something from someone and you become very friendly to that person and you chat up that person, butter up that person, try to get something out of that person. Also, ridiculing others. Again, we see that a lot in the dealings of the Kshatriyas in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Ramayana, and Mahabharata, and so on. So these are some examples of speech in the mode of passion. Let's now consider speech in the mode of ignorance. Tamasic speech. Speech made in anger, in envy, in foolishness, in fear, in lamentation, in hatred, and in excessive arrogance. Why do I use the word excessive here? Because arrogance is there in the mode of passion. Because it's an arrogance of pride, boastfulness, it's also kind of an arrogance. But in the mode of ignorance, such arrogance becomes excessive to the point of being almost crazy, which is also a symptom of tamoguna, of the mode of ignorance. Now, can you imagine picture in your mind speech of this sort? We also get angry sometimes, lose our sense of control, and we may speak so many things and we bitterly regret it later. Yes? When we speak in envy, we are envious of somebody. And even in devotional life, this can happen. And we see somebody else getting some respect or getting some position. We don't want that person. In devotional life, we're always willing to submit ourselves to others. Submit ourselves to other devotees who are senior to us. So this is the nature of the devotee. This is sattvic consciousness. But if there is envy, there is anger, and some of these negative qualities, then our speech will also be appropriate. We will also speak in that way. So, and sometimes in foolishness, fear, lamentation, hatred. Foolishness, for example, when somebody is drunk, intoxicated. The other day, where was it? In Melbourne. We were coming back from the urban yoga program, walking to the place where our car was parked. And there was a man who was evidently intoxicated. And he was shouting at another person, using all kinds of swear words. And he was angry and just speaking completely foolishly. Yes? So foolishness comes in, especially when you're intoxicated with anything. Not just alcohol and drugs. One could be intoxicated with pride also. Actually, the Sanskrit word for pride is mother. Mother means actually intoxicating. So intoxication and pride are synonymous in the Sanskrit language. Fear. When out of fear we speak, we don't know what we are speaking. Lamentation. Even Arjuna was in lamentation. And he was speaking, I want to go and become a sannyasi, I want to go to the Himalayas. Words that he should never have spoken. It was not befitting him. And then of course Krishna chided him, reprimanded him appropriately. Speech that is made in hatred. We don't realize when we hate somebody how we speak. We see that in the world many times. Even within a family these things can happen sometimes. Within friends it can happen. And excessive arrogance. Another feature of the speech in the mode of ignorance is it is done with the intention of hurting others. In the mode of goodness, we remember what I talked about hitam? The intention to do good is very important. But in the mode of ignorance, the intention is ahitam. To harm somebody physically, or emotionally, or spiritually, or in some way to harm the other person. This is very important. Sometimes, when there are quarrels between two people, and the one person will say, I deliberately spoke this to you just so that you get this pain. Yeah? Later they may repent, but at that time their intention was like that. So you can see that at that time they have been overwhelmed by the mode of ignorance. So a person may otherwise be okay, but when the mode of ignorance takes over, that anger, hatred, envy and so on comes over, we don't know what we're saying. Then it even changes our intentions. It can happen to devotees as well and does happen. So we have to be always on the guard that we don't let the lower modes take over in such a way. Speech in the mode of ignorance is also done without consideration of time, place and circumstance. Saying anything, anywhere, at any time. Not considering who's present here, is this the right place, is this the right time, is this the right audience, are these the right circumstances in which I should be speaking like this. Tamasic speech shows no consideration, no sense of discrimination in this regard. And also, there is no mindfulness of past and future. Whatever may have happened in the past, I don't care, I'm just going to say it. Or I don't care whatever happens in the future, I will just say it. Yes? Not considering the consequences of one's speech. In anger, in pride, etc., etc., one says that. And one says it with complete lack of mindfulness about future consequences. And also, there is no care for scriptural injunctions of opinions of wise people. I don't care for scripture. I don't think God exists. I don't want to consult anybody. In the mode of passion, one may not be so offensive to scriptures and to God, but one still thinks very highly of oneself. One still thinks that one's intelligence is sufficient to arrive at a proper decision. One doesn't feel the need to consult. On many occasions. Whereas, sometimes a person in the spirit, in the mode of passion, may consult also. But in the mode of ignorance, there is no such thing. He will say, I don't care about God or scripture or anybody else. Who is that person to tell me? Who is that person to tell me? I will do what I like. Sounds familiar? We also think like that sometimes. So remember, we're not just talking of people, we're talking of ourselves. When these modes will rise in our consciousness, and we will become like this at certain times. So it's very good for self-analysis, for introspection also, when we see our lower modes, our lower natures coming up and taking over our speech and our actions and our thoughts. Speech in the mode of ignorance is confused, as opposed to the mode of goodness, where there's a clear head, where there's clear thinking, so speech is also clear. But in the mode of ignorance, everything is confused, it's topsy-turvy. There's no pattern in the speech. Anything is said anytime, there's no connection between what he's saying now, what he's saying later. It's all mixed up. Yes? It's a ramble, it's a rant. Untruthful speech in the mode of ignorance shows no regard for truth. Even if something is false, but the person will say it with complete conviction as if it's true. Or even if he knows it's untrue, he doesn't care. Hypocritical. Speech that betrays hypocrisy. And therefore it leads to extreme distress because of all these other things. Distress to the other persons to whom such speech has been addressed, and also to the person who is speaking. Speech in the mode of ignorance is coarse in language. Like I was telling you about that person whom we saw in Melbourne. Foul language, harsh language, aggression. It is very popular in the outside world to use vulgar language in just ordinary conversation. And especially I see in Australia, it is very common. They use all sorts of swear words and just ordinary conversation without anger. They're very calm and peaceful. But even in their calmness and peacefulness, they have to use some bad words. It's happening all over the world. It's a sign of being cool. You're cool if you use some foul words. In India also, you're considered a great guy if you can use some abuses thrown into your language. If you don't have abuses thrown into your language, you're just too, you know, simple, just too backward. To be cool, a great guy, you have to be throwing in all these vulgar words with your speech, peppering your talk with this once in a while. And then you're glorified, he's such a cool guy. These are all symptoms. The modern culture is encouraging the mode of ignorance like anything. Speech is such an important part of our culture, and we'll deal with that in the next session. And also, for a person who speaks like that, there is no sense of embarrassment when wrong speech is uttered, as opposed to the mode of goodness, where the person is very remorseful. But in the mode of ignorance, the person couldn't care less. In front of whom he's speaking bad words, it may be in front of children, it may be in front of anybody, elders, he doesn't care. These are extremes, of course. But you will see the shades of these coming up in people, and sometimes it may erupt in us as well. The one thing that happens at home many times is when husband and wife quarrel, they do it in front of the children. And the one thing I tell them is, if you have to quarrel, really have to quarrel, at least don't do it in front of your children. Yes? So this is an expression of the mode of ignorance that comes into the lives even of devotees. At least be mindful that there is a child here whose consciousness is going to get very much impacted by the way you are speaking and accusing each other and hurting each other. And this is very common, where people lose control of themselves and they cannot understand that their words will have so much impact. And then later the children grow up and then all these the things reside in their minds as sanskaras and will also affect their psychology and behavior in the future. So these are some symptoms of speech in the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance. So we'll continue on later after the break. We're meeting at what time? We're meeting later. So thank you very much. Some food for thought for all of you. And we will continue the discussion in the next session. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Well, we all hope that you enjoyed the first session. Now, just a small request. I know Maharaj has put up some slides and I saw a few devotees taking photographs. If I may just humbly request you to just refrain from taking photographs. We will make all of these slides available to you. The discourses are being recorded, so we'll send that out in due course. But if you can just refrain from doing that, just acts as a bit of a distraction. Now, we will shortly be going to one of the most anticipated parts of this retreat, which is lunch prasadam. But before we do that, what I